talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Garner Hayfield Ventura, head boys basketball coach Jake Young. And Coach, we have a few games on the docket to talk about since the last time we caught up with you. Let's go back to your January 16th matchup when you took on West Hancock at home and had a string of home games in a row, Coach, starting with this West Hancock game, a rivalry matchup at home, and they're able to just get past you 43-38. What'd you see in that one?
Yeah, definitely a rivalry game. You know that game's going to be close no matter what the records are or what year it is. Not just is our conference in general this year. You got to bring your A game if you want to win, and every team has good players, and you got to scheme against every team. So credit to West Hancock. They came in and just executed better than us. They pounded the paint better. They shot better from the free throw line, and we got a little perimeter oriented. And, you know, when you're not making shots and you rely on the perimeter, it's going to be a long night. So, you know, that's fourth quarter. They came in and kind of closed us out. We missed open shots that would have got us back in the game, but, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes. So, again, records mean very little in rivalry games. So, you know, it was a tough one for us, but, you know, we were able to bounce back.
And, Coach, you guys went 10 days without a basketball game because of all that storms and stuff that were going through. So you went from the 6th to the 16th, and then you guys were able to get back on track on the 18th as you end your 8-game losing skid and pick up a win over North Iowa, 65-58. Had to be a feel-good win for the guys in the locker room.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a weird run, you know, without all the snow days and all that. But at the end of the day, that's no excuse. And, you know, that's what we told our guys. That's not an excuse to show up and, you know, play poorly. So Thursday against North Iowa, that's what we were saying. We got to be more physical. We got to get to the paint. And, you know, on the nights the shots aren't falling, you got to get closer to the hoop and really just will your way to victory. So that North Iowa game, that was the theme going in, and credit to them. They're a physical team. They're a blue-collar basketball team that's going to make you earn every bucket, and that's what it took that night. You know, Mason Graham played very well last week. I think he had 10 threes in 2 games, so he definitely lifted our spirits. But at the end of the day, the other guys, you know, did a great job finding him and also putting their own points on the scoreboard against a good North Iowa team.
And, Coach, got to be just kind of a good, like, locker room thing as well. I'm sure the guys just make them feel good afterwards, and probably the next day you're able to get right back on the horse as you play on the 19th against Belmont Clemmy. About a 2-point win, and probably use the momentum from the night before.
Yeah, we had 2 games before that came down to the final 2 minutes of the game, and just you learn a lot in those moments about your team and being able to execute and, you know, who's where, and it all changes when the heat is on. So, you know, that Belmont game, we didn't, again, have our best game, especially on the offensive end, down in the fourth quarter. And I think those 2 previous games really set us up for success in that final quarter against Belmont. I think we outscored them, you know, by more than a few points in that fourth, and that's what it came down to. So credit to our guys for not losing their cool in the fourth quarter. When things weren't going our way, they were, you know, Belmont, they're a young team, but they really execute well offensively. And, you know, they don't look like underclassmen out there on the floor. So credit to them. But at the end, we were able to execute. And K.O. Johnson came up with a big shot for us at the end to put us up. And just, you know, we're able to come away with a squeak out win there.
And, Coach, it doesn't get much easier the next night out, the next time out on the 23rd. Your fourth game at home in a row, and on this homestand, you find a win over Bishop Garrigan, another 2-point victory, 62-60 for your team.
Yeah, that Bishop team is always an athletic, solid team with a lot of talent. And the first time we played them, they really got the best of us. We didn't play well, and they just kind of rolled over us. You know, that was the motivation for our guys going in, just wanting to play better against a good opponent. And, you know, our guys came out hot that game. Finally, shots started falling. We were getting the shots we wanted. Just shot a good percentage. And, you know, that sets up our inside game. When teams have to guard the perimeter, it really opens up the paint for us. So, you know, inside-out game was there. And with Bishop, they're going to put up points. That's what they do. That's what they're good at. And We just told our guys, stay the course when they make their run, because it's going to happen. And sure enough, we went from double digits up to tied or behind towards the end. But again, for the second game in a row, we had to execute under 30 seconds left and drew up a play and a timeout and ended up executing. So, you know, hats off to our guys for making it count in the final moments and coming out with a hard-earned victory.
That's going to make you feel good as a coach as well. I mean, you have three games that are all really close. You have two games in a row that end within 2 points, and those are not easy to win at the end. So now you got a three-game winning streak, which is your season high for your team. So a lot of really things, a lot of things going really well for your team. You got to be proud as a coach.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so different in practice versus a real game, and just being able to, when the heat is on, the crowd's going wild, and you know, down the road, every single one of these games, no matter who you're playing, they're all big games from here on out. You want to be playing your best basketball at this point in time, and some nights you're going to be hot and you can beat the best team, and then some nights you're going to be cold and you know, anybody can beat you, and it's just kind of the way this season has gone. And it's really fun league to be part of, where guys are good players. So,
and coach, last night you guys went to Lake Mills and took on the Bulldogs and fell in that contest to the conference leaders, Lake Mills, last night, 76-50.
Yeah, Lake Mills, I mean, everybody knows they're a top dog around here, and you know, that just presents an opportunity for us. You know, looking at our record, a lot of teams probably don't think we're going to match up well against them, but you know, we came in and just went to their building and played our hearts out. And you know, that first quarter, I think we had the lead after the first, just by playing patient basketball, not turning the ball over, and making shots when we had opportunities. So I was proud of the way the guys just gutted one out. Defensively, just stuck to the game plan. We know who we wanted to take away on their team, and they got a lot of good players on their team that can score. They got probably 4 or 5 guys that can put up 25, 30 points. So you got to pick your poison a little bit. But, you know, for our guys to take the next step against a great team like Lake Mills, we got to play 4 quarters. And I thought we had about 3 quarters that we executed very, very well and at a high level. And it's just finding that 32 minutes and 4 full quarters to beat a good team like that. So overall, definitely happy with our effort, our energy. And now we know what we need to do. We got to be more physical inside and just be able to play that bully ball that a lot of the best teams play. So overall, happy with where we're at and excited for the tail part of the season here.
And coach, quick turnaround for your team, as you guys have less than 24 hours, about 20 hours from your game last night. You're going to play this afternoon, as this afternoon you take on Newman Catholic back at home. 3:30 tip-off there in Garner. What do you know about the Knights, and what kind of challenges are they going to pose to you today?
Yeah, definitely. Every team's a new challenge, and we're looking forward to that. But like I said, at this part of the season, we're just trying to get our guys to play at high level as possible. And like I said, no matter who we're playing, what their record is, we know Newman, you know, they've got us the last couple of years. So we know there's no team that we're going to take lightly. So again, we're playing our best basketball of the season, and everybody's a little dinged up. Everybody's tired. Everybody's playing back to back. So there's really no excuse. The team that shows up and wants it more is probably going to win. So, you know, I just hope we're one of the teams that shows up and looking for a hard-fought game tonight.
And then, Coach, you end the season at the number one team in Class 3A, Clear Lake, at North Union, at 4A City versus Eagle Grove. So a really tough stretch here. A lot of games in a row against some really good teams. Well, what do you want to see out of your team for the last six games of the regular season?
Yeah, like I said a little bit earlier, just playing that physical ball inside the paint. I mean, we're going to have nights that we're not shooting well, and other teams, are, especially the top-end teams, are going to be wanting points in the paint, and those are battles that it doesn't matter, you know, how big you are, how tall you are, it comes to get down to execution and just wanting it. So just toughness mentally and physically, that's where, you know, the best teams down down the road that make it to the district finals, the sub-states, the states. Those are the teams that are the most physically and mentally prepared. So that's really what we're preaching to our guys down the stretch.
Coach, best of luck to your team today. Thanks so much for your time. We'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Thanks a lot.
That's Garner Hayfield Ventura, head boys basketball coach Jake Young.